This one-minute podcast is brought to you by Aztec. Visit AztecWeb.com to get your website designed for mobile devices. Speaking of Aztec, I was having lunch with John Hill, the CEO of Aztec, the other day at the Flatiron Cafe. The Flatiron's a little cleaned up from how it used to be, but it's still a real working-class landmark in the industrial flats. The fish fry is still terrific, and you still can't get near the place on St. Patrick's Day. So John is telling me that Aztec is hiring. They're looking for some .NET developers. We got to talking about some of the modern development tools and how times have changed. Even back in the day, it was difficult to read someone else's code. But now with all the GUIs and wizards, you don't really know what you're getting in someone else's code. Even more so, there seems to be a lack of true programmers in the current internet-centric scene. Many of the web development firms are really mostly marketing. They can put together some good-looking websites using the GUI tools and get you going on social media and other PR campaigns, but that's not what I would call web development. You need real back-end developers besides the pretty front-end stuff. You need solid code and a robust database. And I don't care if you use the LAMP stack or Microsoft's platform or what, but you've got to be able to program, not just rearrange components from a library or tweak pre-written templates in order to be a true web developer. Sure, there's a place for a WordPress blog tweaker. After all, it's based on PHP. But you can't compare that to the richness or robustness of a website or application written in a true programming language by a real programmer, not a marketer. Like Steve Ballmer said all those years ago, developers, developers, developers. So get out there and write some code. See you next week.